Isis had only made it a few feet into the strange cave with its smooth walls before her body betrayed her. She could not force herself even a step further, despite seeing Osiris and the others disappear into the gloom. She darted a glance over her shoulder, wondering if she should take her chances with the cold. That glance saved her life. Figures moved in the gathering darkness, trotting closer through the swirling snow. The lead figure was familiar, tall and strong like his near brother. Set mirrored Osiris in nearly every way. But where compassion and duty could be found in her chieftain's eyes, these things were simply absent in Set. Set gave a snarl, cocking his arm and hurling the spear in one smooth motion. Isis's eyes widened as it streaked toward her like a diving hawk. She tumbled backwards as the weapon passed a finger's width from her face. The weapon continued its flight, drawing a line of sparks from the wall of the cave as the flint tip exploded.
"Kill them!" Set roared, turning to some dozen followers. "Kill them all!"
Isis sprang to her feet, holding her staff protectively before her as she backed further into the cave. Then she turned and ran. Whatever terrors this place held paled compared to death at Set's hand. His warriors were starving, and right now she was the closest prey. They would divide her flesh and crack her bones before her blood had cooled. Osiris and Sekhmet were already making their way cautiously back toward her. Both cradled their spears, ready for combat. Sobek lurked behind, reluctant but still armed and ready.
"Set?" Osiris asked as she skidded to a halt near him.
"Yes," she said, stepping behind Sekhmet and Osiris. She would only make their job more difficult if she were involved in the fighting. As a shaman, she'd never been trained for such things. "They'll be on us in moments." Isis gasped as she spotted movement further into the cave, but relaxed when she realized it was the stranger that had guided them inside. He stood silently, face impassive as he watched them. Either he didn't have a language, or didn't understand theirs, but he looked as if he wished to say something.
"Ready yourselves,"
Osiris called. Isis stepped closer to the wall, kneeling as she withdrew her belt knife. The cold flint was reassuring, worn smooth from years of use. It had been one of Osiris's first courting gifts. Sobek moved to Osiris's left. Sekhmet stood resolutely on his right. The three took up most of the corridor, but it was still possible someone might slip past them. That was where she came in. If anyone made it past, she would have to deal with them, or the others would be encircled. Given their opponent's numbers, that would mean certain death. If they could hold Set and his men, they might kill enough to drive them off. At the very least, they could sell their lives dearly.
"Osiris!"
Set's voice boomed through the strange cave. He stepped from the shadows, eyes glittering in the near darkness. A knot of figures waited behind him.
"You have nowhere left to run. You should have accepted my rule, near brother. There is no need for you to die. Even now I would accept your allegiance. Kneel. We will take Sobek's meat to sate our hunger. But you and the women will live. You rule through terror and intimidation," Osiris replied, feet sliding apart as he readied his spear. "It's not the way. Father's spirit watches, Set. He knows what you have become, that you have discarded our ways. We do not take another's meat, unless there is no other way for the rest of the tribe to survive. You killed a man for a feast. His life snuffed out so you could host a celebration. My rule or death. Last chance, Osiris," Set said, tone deathly cold.
He too had raised his spear. And with that motion, the knot of figures divided. Men and women advanced up the corridor, each cradling a spear or stone axe.
"Death!"
Osiris said. He rolled his neck, unlimbering for combat.
"I will not meet it alone once, brother. You will join me." "Will I?"
Set asked, eyes twinkling as he stepped aside. He turned to his followers.
"Kill them and eat your fill. All I require is the heart of Osiris. The rest is yours!"